Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And in today's podcast, we are going to be talking about how to tap into your passion today in order for you to be able to live your best life.
So, well, you know, we love talking about this topic.
I know. And so this is actually coming from one of our listeners. So one of our listeners, her name is Sue. She wrote in and basically said, you know, she's considering a change in career paths. But she's 42 years old and with a family and mortgage and everything else that she's got going on, it can seem a little daunting. So what she wanted to know is basically how you and I, Laura, how we basically knew it was time to move from the corporate world to start our own business. And if we were scared, what we did to transition, and any tips that we could have that would help her sort of make this decision or at least guide her in the right direction to following her passion, because her passion comes from a place of fitness and wellness, but she just feels nervous to move from the corporate side over to, you know, something that doesn't feel as secure in some people's minds. So great question, and sort of, you know, it's a very interesting, in my opinion, this question and sort of this scenario is super interesting, because I'm sure out of the people listening, there are so many people listening right now that have that same feeling of like, well, how do we, you know, like, I love this, like I love sewing or I love fitness or I love cooking, but how do I use that love for something and make it my career? And how do I know that I'm going to be able to be successful or be able to actually tap into it properly? So I think it's a really cool sort of topic to go on. So to answer Sue's question, you know, the first thing she really wanted to know is like how we knew when it was time to move from the corporate world to start our business. So Laura, why don't you start off? Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about our transition from corporate day job, Amanda, Laura, to Suits for Sweats and to Fit Chicks?
Well, I wish it was like that we had I had some super words of wisdom, like this was the moment we knew it was time, but that's not really how it happened. It was kind of, you know, when I kind of look back and I think back to that time, it was almost just like we're just doing it. Like, it wasn't like there was a moment where like, we need to open this business or we need to, it was like, we always knew in our hearts, and we've been best friends since we've been 14. And we always knew we wanted to do something that was our own, you know, like it was, we've talked about different things so much, and like fitness was always the passion part, but it was never like, I want to open a fitness business. Like that is my dream. So we were both working in the corporate world and, you know, advancing very quickly. And I was working in international marketing for Hilton Hotels, and Amanda was working for the Toronto International Film Festival. So we both had really great jobs that gave us a lot of awesome perks and traveling and hotel, cheap hotel rooms and concerts and movies and all this awesome stuff.
And security.
Yeah, benefits and steady paychecks and all of those things. And then when we decided to open Fit Chicks because of our own personal health transformations, and we just loved fitness, and we got certified and then started kind of teaching a little bit on the side. But we always knew that we wanted to create a very specific type of community. So for us, that did not exist. And even when we were teaching for other people, there was not that community out there, and we could see that. So for us, it was very important to have our own voice in the fitness world, because we could see that there was such this place of marketing to women's insecurities that we didn't like. The programs were not challenging enough. They were still very aerobic style, and we really knew the benefits of HIIT training and combining strength and cardio, and as well as creating a consistent program that built off each other and provided something that was really supportive challenging to all levels, but also inclusive. So that's why we teach in levels. So that's kind of how we got to the place where we started. We're like, whoa, okay, we need to create this, because if this works for us, then it's going to work for other women. And if we want it and our friends want it and people we work with, like as we started to, you know, kind of being asked to train them want it, then there's going to be other women who do too. So then we opened Fit Chicks, and that kind of, that's kind of a whole story in itself of how we created the name and all of the brand and all that. But yeah, so we were working full time at our corporate jobs and part time, you know, coming home at night and writing workouts and then, you know, postering together in the middle, like minus 52 and getting our hands stuck together
and crying
and teaching classes together until we got to the place where we're like, yes, this is the flow we really want. Because it was very important to each of us that it was something that was 100% true to both of us. And like we did everything together for such a long time.
I know, it was crazy, right? Like, cause we lived together, we worked together, we created this business together. We were like teaching together.
When I think about like when people in like Silicon Valley and all stuff, they do these like entrepreneur incubators and you're like, basically you're like there 24/7 with your team and you become one. Like that's kind of how I felt like ours was. Like it was like,
Spice Girls when to become one.
Exactly. But it made things so much easier. Like if you think about it, cause we didn't have to set up meeting times. It's just like, hey, I'll meet you in the living room in 5 minutes. You know what I mean? But yeah, it was one of those things though, that like, because we probably work corporate for what, like a year and a bit before we left?
You left a little bit earlier than I did. I stayed because of the festival that was coming up. So I think you worked for about a year and I worked for about a year and a half, because I didn't want to leave my corporate job because there was the upcoming festival and I didn't want to kind of leave them in a situation where they didn't have one of their team members right before that.
Yeah. And for me, we were very lucky that we grew very quickly. So financially wise, and we didn't have any startup costs. So for us to start our business was a very low, low startup cost, because, you know, we made sure of that. That was a model that worked for us that we were comfortable with. So we didn't have to go and get loans. And that's the thing I think is so exciting about business today, as I digress. But that's what I think is really exciting about business today, is that, you know, when we started, there wasn't a lot of companies that didn't have a store space or a gym or, you know, like something that people could actually go to, because we teach our classes in public spaces. So for us, we were kind of one of the very few that had this business that didn't really have like a home. And a lot of people at the time thought it was strange. But now the way the business is going is so awesome, because like everything is online. Anyone who wants to open a business can do it very quickly without a ton of risk and startup. Because I think that, like answering Sue's question, I think that's one thing that's for a lot of people that holds them back, because they're so afraid, like, I can't afford it, or what if something goes wrong and then I'm bankrupt, or you know what I mean? Like there's so many things that are really stressful.
Totally. Or, well, especially with Sue, you know, saying like her fears are, you know, that she has family, she has mortgage. It can be really daunting because you have all of these commitments already. And now you think, well, am I going to walk away from my corporate job and start in my career path and start something new that I can't rely on? But there are so many ways to incorporate it into your life current, even if you start small. And I think that's, you know, what you were saying too, like about online, like you can even start something that where you just do like a little test market online. And then that way there, you don't feel as risk, especially if you're someone who's risk adverse and you don't have to worry about being, you know, throwing in everything all at once, like jumping 2 feet in.
Well, and the thing I think that for a lot of people, when they look at opening their own business, they see it as so daunting because they look at the whole picture instead of thinking, okay, digestible chunks, like what can I start to do now to move myself forward to that goal? Like, it's so like, oh my God, like running a business is all of these things. I could never do that. I don't know how to do any of those things. Well, I don't know how to do half the things in our business. Like, I don't.
We taught ourselves a lot of things over the years.
Yeah, we taught ourselves. We asked a lot of questions. We reached out to our local business, like
Google is like our best friend,
like where they have like, you know, they talk about entrepreneurship. They talk about how to register, how to do accounting. Like, there's so many things that it's funny because you think you need to know everything, but you don't. There's resources out there. And also, whatever, you don't need to be able to do everything. That's where you contract out other people. And now with the internet, you could do that very cost effectively.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just a matter of, you know, taking some time to really kind of formulate, like, exactly, like for Sue and for anyone listening, formulate exactly what it is that you think you want to create. So whether it's a fitness business, a health business, a sewing business, whatever it is, formulate exactly what you think that you want that to look like. But from the very beginning, try to build it in a way that, like, if you can, do it so that you either A, have a very low cost entry, or that you, you know, figure out a way that, like, if you are going to go loan wise, figure out sort of what that process is going to look like for you, how that's going to affect your day-to-day income and all those kinds of things. But then also, like, yes, develop a business plan, but it doesn't, like, we didn't have a business plan for how many years?
We still don't have a business plan.
Well, we do. We have an annual, I wouldn't say it's an official business plan. We have an annual sort of, like, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Like a goals list, a to-do list, overview of exactly, like, because we have direction. We have complete direction of where we want to take our business from 1 year to 5 years to 10 years kind of thing. But in terms of an official business plan, we do have one because we did write one, but we didn't have one in the beginning.
We wrote years after. And the only reason why we did that was because we were on Dragon's Den and
we needed it for the due diligence.
But which ended up turning to be a very interesting moment in our business, because when we actually sat down and wrote the full business plan, because that's where I think a lot of people, they get very tied. They're very caught up in the details. And like when it comes to business, you need to just take action. You can't keep worrying about getting everything perfect before you start, because you're spending a lot of time and that might not be what's working, especially if you don't know yet what your market is, or you don't know your full brand or how you're going to kind of come out there. So, I mean, for us, like when we sat down and actually wrote this 5-year full-on business plan, we're like, actually, this is not what we want to do. You know, when we actually saw it all on paper. That was a huge aha moment for me, because that really shifted us though into the online. And that's where we always kind of knew we wanted to go there, but it was very clear after we did that business plan that it was like, nope, now is the time to go. Like, we need to scrap all of this, because this is not going to make us happy. Not, you know, we could grow the business in this direction, but that's not what us as entrepreneurs want to do. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important to obviously have goals and an idea of where you see your business in 20 years from now. Like, do you want to be owning space? Do you want to be online? Do you want to have employees? Do you want just to be you? You know, like, not everything works for everybody else. And, you know, one thing for us was that we don't want a physical space, because both you and I, one of our major core values is freedom. And we want to be able to work from wherever we can work from, like wherever we want to work from.
For sure. No, for sure. And I think, I mean, to go back to sort of, you know, in terms of with Sue's question, you know, like basically just like any tips on like how she can get started, I think, you know, one of the things that I would say is like what I was saying before and what you were saying too about digestible chunks, like break it down into like almost like sections. Like, okay, well, here's like the idea of what I want to do. Here's the steps on like how I would get there in terms of like financially, how I would start it, et cetera. And then break it down even more as to like, you can even break it down like, okay, well, here's like what I think I want my brand to be like. And then here's also like how I want my life to be, like with my family and everything else. Like, this is kind of the lifestyle I want to live. And then if you break it down even more in the sense of like, and then this is how I want to operate day to day, and see how it all kind of meshes together. Because sometimes you might be thinking that you want to live a certain lifestyle, you only want to work 4 hours a week, which is not going to be the case if you're an entrepreneur majority. But if you have these ideas and this is sort of what you want to create, well, is that going to fit in line with how, you know, your core values with like your family time, or is that going to be able to earn you enough income to pay back a loan if you got a loan and all those kinds of things. So if you look at it from pieces, as opposed to actually developing, you can develop a business plan. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that sometimes you just need to break it down into pieces in order to even just get started. And when you get started, it's kind of like, a lot of times you start on one thing, like, which is what happened to us too. You start with one thing and then it just snowballs and creates more momentum and more interest in different areas. And then your business starts taking on a life of its own and starts creating this whole other platform that you may not have even known that you wanted to go there, which is like with us in our online business.
Well, I think for a lot of people, it's like also they get, we all have this imposter syndrome, right? Like even when we first started our business, it's like, who are we? Like I had this, I was like, you know, who am I to be teaching like fitness? Like who am I to be creating this brand? Like, because, you know, there's already people out there like Jillian Michaels and the, you know, these big, huge, like Tosca Reynos and the big brands, the big names that are like, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't look like them. Like, who am I to do this? And who am I? And then I'm like, it plays on your brain and it makes you feel like you're not good enough. And it makes you, you know, every single person has this insecurity, like unless you're a complete narcissist and have major issues, every single person suffers from the feeling of self-doubt at some point. And really when it comes to business, cause you're really putting yourself out there and because if you're not going to sell your product, no one else is going to sell it for you. So it's kind of getting over that hump and that fear of, you know, believing that you're deserving of that and believing that you can do this. And that's where, you know, surrounding yourself with a good network, especially if you're doing it on your own. Like for us, we were lucky because we had each other. So we had that constant support, but a lot of partnerships don't work, you know, because there's a lot of conflict. And if you don't have good conflict resolution, then it's like, you can really get into some nasty arguments. Yeah. And it just makes sense. So if you're on your own, like if you're a solopreneur, like you've got, make sure that you're reaching out, finding people who are doing what you want to do and study them. You know, if somebody else is out there and they're killing it in a field that you want to get into, look at their programs, look at their marketing, look at their branding, look at their story.
Reach out to them.
Yeah.
A lot of times people will want to like, they'll want to share information with you. If you reach out and you specifically just ask like, hey, can we grab coffee? And like, I just want to pick your brain about this. I want to talk to you about this. This is sort of the area that I'm thinking of going in. There is enough business out there that everybody can play nicely together, in my opinion, you know? And so if you are going into the same field as someone, all that they can do really, I mean, if they say no, then they say no. And what's the harm in asking? But generally speaking, majority of people are really happy to help someone. If you just reach out and you just ask, you know, you put the request out there. So don't be shy to ask that. Now, going back to just sort of, I mean, we're talking about like our experience and sort of how we started our business and kind of the transition and sort of what we've done. But one of the things that I also want to talk about was about passion, because sometimes people can feel like Sue and other listeners out there, they can feel almost like they're not sure if their passion makes sense for a career path. Like they could just be like, this is what I love, but I don't know if I can make money doing this, right? I don't know if this could be my livelihood. And so there's actually this awesome article that I found on mindbodygreen.com. And it basically talks about how to tap into your passion. And it's almost like a self-reflection quiz. So it's really cool because basically there's 10 questions and we will post this on the blog, but there's 10 questions specifically that you go through and you answer the questions. So I'm going to just go over the questions now because it's an interesting thought process. So the first question that the quiz asks you is, what's my hunch about what I should do next? So it basically just says like, you know, ask yourself self-reflection. What is it that you like in your gut or in your heart or, you know, deep down, what do you really feel like you should be doing? And then the second question says, what have I previously dismissed that is something I'd really like to do? because, you know, there's often times where we feel like this is something that I definitely should be doing. And you know, you're just like, oh, but I'm not going to do it right now. I'll do it later, or I'll do it next year. And like, Laura, have you ever experienced that feeling where you'd like dismiss an idea and then you end up coming back to it because you realize, like, I'm pretty sure that you'll say with the online stuff, because we talked about doing online years ago and we kind of just put it off to the side. And then now we realize that it's something that we actually really enjoy.
It's funny because I'll look at things, like I'll find our idea books and stuff from when we first started, and everything that we have done is still on, like, it's on that list. You know what I mean? Like, and there's still things on that list that we haven't done yet, but we're going to do. So our kind of ideas have never changed, but I think it was almost like when we were ready to do them, and not only professionally, but personally, because being an entrepreneur, it's you as well. Like, this is your life. This is your expression to the world. You know, I'm not an artist. I create kick butt workouts or kick butt educational programs. Like, that's my art. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I share my craft with the world.
We're content creators.
We're content creators. We're, I feel like also though, like our, cause our main goal is obviously to, we want every single woman to reach their potential through, you know, through health, like inside and out, like healthy inside, and also doing the things in their life that makes you feel excited, like living your passion, you know? And I think obviously every, like, you have to have your health to be able to do that. But yeah, I think that when you're like, we weren't personally ready for certain things. So this journey, you know, this journey over the last 8 years for us and for me, there's been times where now I look back and I can very clearly see, like, wow, I knew I always wanted to do that, but at that point in my life, my personal growth wasn't there yet. You know, like, I wasn't ready to be that person. But now I could see that I'm ready to do certain things because my life experience has gotten me there.
Definitely. So, I mean, so that's a great way of answering question two, because question two, like I said, is what have I previously dismissed that is something I'd really like to do? And there's things that we dismiss because we didn't feel ready for it.
Well, and that's where we come to that. So, it's like, don't, sorry to interrupt, but this is like my word of advice to anyone listening who's thinking about opening a business. Like, if you ever jot down, or maybe it's on your email or you jot it down on paper or whatever it is, and you just like have ideas, make sure you are constantly keeping all of them. Like, keep a box where you put all your ideas in, or a folder on your cloud. So, because in that moment you might be like, nah, I don't want to do that. But like, you know, Amanda's saying right now that it might be something that you're going to revisit later on. So it's like, that could be the golden nugget. So make sure you're keeping all that stuff.
Definitely. And I mean, the advice on Mind Body Green was to find a small way to even try it out. So if there is something that you dismissed previously and that you think, huh, you know, you keep coming back to it and you think, no, I'd really like to do that. The advice there is to find a small way to try it out. So maybe it is just like, if you are into fitness, maybe it is just like, go get your certifications, see if it's interesting to you. And that's, it's funny because when I think about it, that's even how I did my education, like my business education in school. Before I jumped into business, I actually took a couple of night classes, and I took them because I wanted to make sure that I would be interested in all areas of business as opposed to just one area. So it would help me kind of figure out what area I like the most, so that I could focus my attention more. But it's a small way of me trying something out, just trying it on, right? So then question number three in this article, it says, who in my life would be unconditionally supportive towards me as I try to achieve my goals? So a really important question, because this is, you know, this is the person or people that you know you can rely on. So like Laura was saying earlier, if you are someone who is thinking of a career change or thinking of becoming a solo entrepreneur, who can you know that they'll have your back and they will be the one cheerleading you as opposed to trying to, like, you know, put you down? Really important stuff that you have someone that's supporting you.
I find it very interesting because I think about when we started like our business, and I wrote actually an article about this in the blog about my dad. And sometimes the people who are supporting you are not the people you think would be supporting you. So when you're taught, like, my dad is very old school, and, you know, for him, my mom is very much like, follow your dreams and, you know, go for it. But my dad is very logical and analytical and old school. And, you know, you should have a job within a retirement plan and you have this great job. Like, why would you want to leave it? How are you going to make money teaching fitness? Blah, blah, blah. You know, like,
yeah,
so it was very like, I'm very stubborn and I have a very strong backbone. So for me, it didn't really faze me. I knew I was doing it anyways.
Yeah. But
for a lot of people, you know, it's, if you're a support network, if you're telling them you're suddenly looking to do this transition out of maybe a job you've had for years and years and years to go into health and fitness, they might look at you like you have five heads and be like, are you crazy? But you're not crazy. You're not crazy. Like, you just need to make sure though that the transition that you're doing is a way that is going to support your comfort level. You know, some people, they're comfortable walking into work and quitting their job and just opening a business the next day. Whereas like for me, I'm not like that. I'm very conservative in the sense of like my finances. Like, I like to have my ducks in a row. So for me, it was like a year long transition where I knew that, okay, we're at a point where financially I can do that. Also, my decision was a bit different than yours because I actually ended up getting laid off from my job. They restructured and it kind of came, the universe sent it at the perfect time. Cause I'm like, great. I got and paid for a few more months. And,
It worked out very well.
Yeah. I got offered to move to the States. I didn't want to. So then it turned out like, okay, here we go. So it kind of transitioned well, but you know, for me, I wasn't like, I'm just going to drop everything and do this. So you got to kind of look at your comfort level too, but yeah, definitely make sure that you find people who believe what you believe and see what you see, because sometimes that's not partners. It's not family members. It's not your best friends.
No, it can definitely be just people that you meet in a network, at a network breakfast or something like that, or a mentor or someone else that you need to have as an outside source. So question four is kind of similar to what we were just talking about, which is who in my life has a strong opinion about what I should be doing? And the response on mindbodygreen.com says, avoid sharing your dreams with these type of people who have a negative outlook or risk avoidance attitude. Aim to build a more supportive network around yourself and your goals. So this kind of goes into what we were just talking about, which is, you know, with your father and everything else and my parents too. And, you know, when people feel as though they have a negative outlook on your life, just sort of maybe gear your conversations towards other things.
I know who, like when we were starting our business and still to this point, I know who I will talk to people about and who I won't now. Cause it's like,
yeah,
it's funny how like so many, there's like, and we've been very lucky. Like we have a lot of support in our lives and really supportive friends and people. Like when we first started, you know, we were asking everybody and anybody for a favor. So it was like, you know, our friends who were graphic designers, like, would you mind like helping us out? My brother did our very first website for free, you know, like any person that we could, that would help us. And we were like, you know, we promise we will pay back this favor, but like, can you do us a favor? And of course they were more than happy to help, but it's like, it's crazy how much your support network really like affects you, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. So avoid anyone who has a very strong negative opinion. Okay. Question number five is, what real world experience could I pursue to give me more insight into my path? This is huge. So this is basically saying, you know, and for anyone listening and Sue out there, like if you really feel strongly that this is your passion and this is where you want to go, find someone that can be maybe your mentor or that you can shadow, or take a program or a certification course that gives you real life experience. Because if you are taking, you know, if you're just going based on theory and everything is theory based, in theory, everything sounds pretty great. But as soon as you feel as though you actually experience it in person, generally speaking, it's a lot different. So look into, you know, how you can actually gain that real life experience, because not only will it help you kind of decide whether or not this is the right path for you, but it will also help you basically along the path if it is the right path, it'll help you along that path towards continuing to grow and learn and get the experience that you need to become an expert in whatever field it is that you're trying to achieve.
Well, and that's why I love our fitness nutrition expert program, because like watching our students, because there is a practical component, right, that they do in their community. So learning mm-hmm. about fitness and teaching fitness are two very different things. But we go through the whole journey with them of doing both. There's, you know, because there's you've got to practice what they're learning. So I love hearing the feedback, because once you actually put things from theory into reality, it becomes a very different experience. And some people are just so like in their minds thought, oh my God, I didn't know, like I was so scared, and they absolutely love it once they do it. You know what I mean? Like totally. They love the teaching.
It becomes so empowering, I find, when you start actually practicing what you preach, you know, or practicing what you're learning. It's an empowering feeling, because you know that like you get it and you feel excited about this new knowledge and this new sort of skill that you have. And the fact that you can now share it with other people is really exciting as well.
Well, and it's also when you put things out into the universe, it's like then things start to become real and you put things in motion. So when you think about things, you know, they might feel right, they might feel wrong, but when you actually put it out in the universe and it starts going in motion, that could totally shift the way that you feel about it. So it's like, I'm such a big believer in like taking action.
All right. And then question number 6 actually says, who could I talk to who is already doing what I want to be doing? So we already talked about this earlier. Find someone who is a mentor in the field, somebody that you are impressed by, somebody that is doing an amazing job at, you know, within the industry or the area that you want to be in, and just have conversations with people, you know, ask them about their experiences, ask them what they've done, ask them how they've done it. And, you know, they're happy to share, just like we're sharing our, you know, background of how we left corporate world to you know, start Fit Chicks and build our fitness empire, as we call it. You know, we're happy to share this information, and we're happy to share it with anyone who wants to know, because it's something that, you know, when people are able to share, if it's able to help you in some way, then it's beneficial to everybody.
And question number 7 is first. I do just want to add to that, because I know a lot of people listening, you might be in towns where you don't have access to people who, you know what I mean? Like maybe someone's doing something that you want to do and they're like in California. So like, that's where literally when I was saying earlier too, just study, like look at their websites, read what they're doing, look at the way they're doing things. Cause like a lot of people, obviously if you live in a very small town, you're not going to have access to set up a coffee date or even, you know, meet them. And a lot of people are super busy to even talk on the phone. So you get a lot now too, even from just like studying people, and depending on how big you want to go, you know,
for sure.
If you want to become like a multimillionaire, a lot of times you're not gonna be able to get them on the phone. So just study
them, stalk them on social media. okay. So question number 7 was what's most important to me right now? So this is where you do a little bit of self-reflection in terms of basically, you know, is it my finances, my family, my work-life balance, my fulfillment? This is where you kind of have to take charge of yourself and be like, okay, what is really important to me? And, you know, we talk a lot about this, Laura, you and I, about how in today's society, we find as though there's been a big shift. And the shift is from, you know, when our parents were younger, the focus was always about getting a paycheck, going home, taking care of the family, that, you know, and that was pretty fulfilling to people. Whereas now in today's society, there seems to be a lot more attention and a lot more, I guess, of a focus around people wanting to feel fulfilled by helping others. They have like this deeper desire. Besides, of course, we always want to be able to, you know, take care of your family and your finances and everything else is still important. But there's still like a deeper thing where they want to feel like personally fulfilled or like they're making a difference. And so that's, I think, a really interesting shift that's happening. And I think that this question, you know, what's most important to me right now, you don't have to rate it, but you have to kind of write down what areas you feel is super important to you. And if feeling personally fulfilled or giving back in some way is really important to you, like it is for us, then, you know, it'll help guide you and help you figure out which area sort of to focus on a little bit more. The next question is, what will inspire me to take action? So this is basically, you know, what you were talking about. You love action and I do too. And it's basically, you know, think of something that will inspire you to take action. Maybe it is just looking at someone who inspires you, or maybe it is looking at this list of things that are important to you and seeing that, you know, fulfillment is really important to you and you're feeling completely blah at your corporate career job and you need this change in order to feel excited and vibrant in your life. So whatever it is that's going to inspire you, decide, you know, kind of think of different ideas and use that as your inspiration, whether it's your daily inspiration, your weekly inspiration. Write it down, take note of it, and be aware of it so that it consistently can keep inspiring you. And at times when maybe you're feeling a little less inspired or a little scared or a little freaked out about the direction you're about to take or the journey you're about to jump on.
I think with that one though, it's like the biggest thing that inspires us, and I know that we've really gotten into this over the last couple of years, is to really surround yourself with like-minded people. Like, it will change the level of the way that you feel about the value you're bringing to the world. It'll change the way that you think. It just, when you're around people who think like you do and have passion for what you have passion for and are doing, even if they're not yet doing it, but they want to make things happen, it just will inspire you to do so much more. Like, quotes are great, things like that are great, but I totally believe, like, especially like for us in our business over the last few years, we've really started going to a lot of conferences and, you know, we really believe too, everybody needs a mentor. Like, you can't do everything on your own. And even the most successful people in the world have mentors and coaches, you know, like, you need to be around people who are going to challenge you and who are doing things that are going to pump you up, because and I know from our experience, it's very hard to do alone. Because the days when you are down, a quote is not going to get you back up.
Exactly.
A quote will not get you back up. But you know what? If you have somebody in a Facebook group, and it could even be a Facebook group. Like, I look at our Facebook group in our F&E. Like, we have a private Facebook group for all of our academy courses. And, like, just seeing the support for each other and the way that they interact, because, you know, they're all like-minded. They all want the same things. We feel the same way about health and fitness. And it's just so inspiring to even read the comments. Like,
no, for sure. It is. It's very uplifting how they all support each other. Okay. And so question number 9 is there anything I need to let go of that is currently keeping me stuck? Huge, huge question to ask yourself. And sometimes a really tough answer. Because sometimes it can be something really personal. Sometimes it can be a person. and sometimes it can just be like, you know, this gray area that you're not really sure the answer to. So it's really important that you look at this, because it's what do I need to let go of in order to move forward? Maybe it is the fear. Maybe it is the negatron person in your life who is telling you, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. You know, whatever the case may be, you need to really take a deep look at that and kind of decide if there is something there, what is it, and how are you going to either let go of it or change it in order to move forward. And then the final question is probably the best question, because it says, what's the next small real world step that I can see in front of me? And I say it's the best question because after going through all of this reflection, now it's saying take action. So this is saying, what can I do now that I know my passion, where my passion lies, and now I know what I need to be doing to be fulfilled? What do I need to do in order to make that necessary step towards my future? So think about it from a perspective, like I was saying earlier, it's like if you are thinking the fitness industry is where you want to begin, you know, that's the career change you want to make, then get your certifications in order. That's step number one, because you can't do anything without being certified. And it's also a really great way to have like that taste test of do I really love this? Right. And so regardless, you're still going to get amazing knowledge and you're going to grow as a person. So even if you do decide afterwards, I don't know if that's the area I want to fully get into, you're still going to benefit from it. So don't ever think that any step of action is a negative. It's always a positive because it's always moving you forward. All right. So those are the 10 questions. As I said, that's from mindbodygreen.com. Basically telling you how you can really look at your life and tap into your passion and be, you know, a little bit more guided when it comes to that. So we're going to wrap this up for today. Now, Laura, what would you like to say to our listeners as like sort of your number one takeaway from today's podcast?
God, when it comes to business, I always have so much.
Business and passion.
I think, well, number one, just going on what you were saying, like in this last point, it's for me, everything boils down to action, imperfect action, like not suddenly having everything in order and then launching it, like throwing things out there, doing things, making, signing up for courses, sending emails, writing blog posts, like whatever it is that you can do to start to get whatever is in your head and your heart out into the world, because the world will always conspire to make these things happen. Like that's the way the universe works, but it can't do that unless you are giving something to set it in motion. And I always think, like when I think about us and I think about our courses, even that we launch, when we decide the date we're launching them and then work backwards. So we say, yep, we have a course coming out on this day. Does that mean the day that we say we pick that day that we have everything done? No. But we know now, okay, this is the day, so we better motor. You know what I mean? Like that for us is what really works because it forces action. Yeah, it forces action. We've put it out on the website. We've put it out into the universe. So we know that this has to happen. And I think that is the best thing for anyone out there who's like, pick the day. Like Sue, you're saying, how do you transition? How do you pick the day that you are going to take action on? So say, you know what? 30 days from today, I am going to have done something major, to a major step towards my goal, and set that as your deadline. Because if you're just talking concepts and, you know, like date, like I'm going to do this one day will never come. So pick the day. Yeah. So I think number one is to take action. Number two, I got lots of takeaways. Number two, know you are enough exactly the way you are right now. You know, I know with a lot, especially in the fitness industry, there's this idea that they've tried to program into us for so long that you have to have this perfect body to be a fitness instructor. And that's not true. So if you're on your own journey and you're going through your own health transformation, you are enough right now to work in this industry. And don't let anyone tell you different, because there are people who need what you have to offer that are like you and want to work with you. So don't let that hold you back. And my third one is that there are, and I say this a lot in our academy programs, there are no failures, there are only lessons. So as you embark on any type of journey, especially an entrepreneurial journey and a business journey, when you're creating something and putting your art out in the world, there's going to be a lot of things that go wrong. But don't look at them like, I can't do this. Like, if I wish we had 5 hours to talk this podcast, because we're very transparent. Like, I will share any of our things that have happened, that have, like, our struggles and
our learnings
and all these things that, like, the days that we thought things were to fall apart, the days we almost quit, the days that, you know, I will talk openly about all of those because I know it'll help somebody else. But when I started to realize and shift my perspective to look at things as lessons as opposed to failures, it lets go of this, the feeling of not good enough. You know, it lets go of the feeling of like, I suck at this or whatever. Cause you're like, whoa, this didn't work. Okay. Let's look at it objectively, take a step back and be like, how do I switch my strategy? Like, what did I learn from this? And now what do we need to do to make it happen? So it changes so much. So don't, you know, if it's going to be bumpy, I guarantee that, but it's going to be worth it. So those are my three takeaways.
All right. Well, I feel like you said everything. I'm like, I don't even know what I would say is my main takeaway. I mean, I agree with everything you just said, and I think that they're all super important. I think maybe just to add to it, because really I would probably say very similar things, but maybe to add to that as well is just look at your network and figure out who you're surrounding yourself with. Really, really important, because if you have these hopes and dreams and you have this ability to see things in a different way, and you're surrounding yourself with people that are trying to hold you back or keeping you stuck, you'll never feel ready, or you'll never feel like you can do it, because they're going to keep pulling back on you. And a lot of times it comes from their own insecurities or their own fears. It has nothing to do with you. So surround yourself with like-minded people, surround yourself with great forward-thinking people, people that want to support you and want to see you succeed. And I guarantee it will make a huge difference overall in how it affects your business and how it affects your mindset and your sort of path and your journey. All right, so Sue, we hope that we answered your question today. For anyone listening out there, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or anything you'd like to hear about, please email us info@fitchicks.ca. And of course, check us out on social media at Fitchicks, and we're at Fitchicks Bootcamp on Facebook. And if you were interested in learning more or making this transition or deciding that, you know what, I need to follow my passion, and my passion is to do with health or wellness or fitness, we have amazing courses on our fitchicksacademy.com website. If you want to learn from us and work with us through building out your passion, we would love to work with you. So check out, we have our natural weight loss coach certification program, as well as our fitness and nutrition expert certifications. So check them out at fitchicksacademy.com. And thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.